Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Me, you know, me, I wonder where
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
What I've enjoyed doing all my life, from a little girl, I always loved messing with my sister's hair. They had beautiful hair. And I always enjoy doing this.
Callie Terrell loves making women look and feel good.
I feel good. Now when I do it again, make me pay more.
Mrs. Terrell now only works to keep busy and to satisfy a few longtime customers like her daughter, Inez. She's 99 years old and anxiously awaiting her 100th birthday in November.
Well, if I give out my birthday to people, you have to pay for it. November 26th.
How old will you be?
100. How about that?
Her zeal for life is amazing, and so is her work ethic. WRAG checked the state of Tennessee, and they first issued her license to operate on January 30th, 1945. She rents space in a salon now, but once had her own thriving business. She's outlived almost all of her customers.
People my age that I used to buddy-buddy with, I don't have a single one. I was in a bridge club. I'm the only one in the club that's living.
Work is part of her secret to longevity.
I'm not used to just being up in the house. See, I work so long. I've just been around people. So I enjoy being with people and doing something exciting.
Most old people is so dry and droll. I can't deal with that. I got to live. I do the things that make me happy.
Working brings her joy, but she plans to finally retire at the end of the year. But she says, don't expect to find her sitting around the house doing nothing.
I just be waiting on somebody to call and say, Callie, you dancing? I said, no, what is it? Well, come on over here. We doing so-and-so. And I jump in the car and go, just want to do something.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Be careful of those who grow silent during your season of celebration. It's amazing how people like you until it gets good. People don't mind being with you as long as they feel like y'all on the same level. But the minute your lifting comes, the minute God begins to make it very clear that his hand is upon your life, look around and watch those who grow silent. Watch those who stop clapping. Watch those who start speaking negatively about you. Watch those who stop coming. Watch people who always try to compare what they have to what you have. Watch people who always try to lift themselves in the conversation. Watch people who are always in competition with you. Watch those people who will not give you a compliment no matter what, especially when God begins to lift you. If somebody cannot be genuinely happy for you, these are the type of people you absolutely do not need in your life. They don't call, they don't show up, and they stop applauding because they're slick jealous of what God is doing in your life. You do not need those people around. Be mindful of those people and definitely don't call them friend.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in Black women. And Dr. Yolanda Ragland is the first Black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this Black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
All right, Keisha, Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
Keisha McAllister.
Hey.
All right. I added another hey for you. to the Hair Radio Morning Show, all the way from Fairfield, California, up north.
Yes.
So
yes,
we're going to talk a little bit more about that today on the show. But
first
I have to tell you, Keisha McAllister, I'm raising my hand because today it's all about products and being a product junkie. How to know, first of all, how to recognize if you are a product junkie and then what we can do about that. And so I'm here with an amazing licensed cosmetologist. You guys know that that Keisha is, she comes to us from all the way from the West Coast. So this is really great. I'm here in Brooklyn, New York, and just in case today's your first time tuning in. So Keisha, let's start at the top of this, okay? First of all, a product junkie. Now, I believe, and you tell me, I believe a product junkie is someone who excessively has to have every hair product ever that they've ever come across in their life. And they probably still have these and never, ever toss them out, even after they've long, the efficacy has long expired. So, you know, what can you tell us, you know, about this? First, what is the correct way to consider a product junkie or to say or describe what a product junkie is or who a product junkie might be?
Well, I think, Carrie, that you were actually on the right road.
Awesome.
It's usually someone who has an excessive amount of hair products or beauty products or any type of products, anything that is probably kept under two or three of your bathroom sinks and in your hallway closet, not to mention something your auntie or your grandmother had, probably some Ultra Sheen or some Bergamot grease somewhere. And those types of products, especially hair grease, those last a little while. But some of these people are just collecting over and over and over. And the bad part about it is that, you know, when it's a trend for something that is, that works well, I think that's good. But for something that you're just spending your money on excessively that is not even helping your hair, then you need to take a look and pay attention to what's going on. Because if your hair, anything that
you
are purchasing,
Then
it's time to, figure something out.
You know, I love what you said, Keisha, because it might be emblematic of something else that's going on. And, you know, I joke around about it and all this, but there may be something that, they say when folks are shopaholics and things, that it's filling a void. And it very much could be something in that way. But we're going to take a look. We're going to peel back the layers today, literally, on the show, because first, I think it's having a healthy relationship with the hair products. And to me, that emanates out of having a good relationship with your hairstylist. So if you have a good relationship with your hairstylist, they are directing you in terms of what to do when it comes to the after the visit, after the shop care or at home type follow-up care or whatever you want to call it. So I think that's it. And I think out of that, they will direct you what products and things that can, you know, supplement whatever they have asked you to do. And I think that that's the way, the healthy way to look at it. I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, I think that is a healthy way to look at it. But we have to consider that we are in the internet era. Everything is online. So they'll see the product before they actually meet with a professional.
Uh-huh.
You also have to consider that there are people looking for an answer for something that may be going wrong with their hair. They could be experiencing, like you said, traction alopecia or hair loss from right. something else. It could be a medical issue. It could be medication. It could be a number right. of things that exactly. are going on. And this is why it's important to have a beauty professional that you trust, and also have that professional who is, in turn, has a relationship with a doctor or someone
right.
who can help you, you know, further.
Exactly. And there are trichologists, too. I mean, just to be fair
yes.
to the trichologists
yes.
who are out there and wish to specialize in hair loss and all that. I don't have a problem with that as long as there is mm-hmm. no, you know, I have a lot of some very specific instruction that I say when you're working with in tandem with the trichologist, and we'll talk about that
mm-hmm.
and some of these other the hair practitioners and all that. We're going to have a whole show mm-hmm. on that and how to break it down on and what you should be looking with and what how far folks should go so
yeah.
With these different hair professionals. And so we're going to talk
yeah.
about that, and we're going to be getting to the nitty-gritty on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I can promise you that.
Definitely,
and so I'm excited.
Definitely.
Yeah. So
yeah.
this is why it's so important, you know, Keisha, that we talk about these things. It really is. Now,
it really is.
Here, right? You know, because, you know, on the fun side, everybody, every time that we go to a hair show, every time, we buy everybody's, I can barely make it from one table to the next. I am picking up products right and left. And
right.
I say for myself, but I also think for other people. I'm shopping for other people, and then I end up keeping it. So that's one of the big things. Yes. So
okay.
that's why I've acquired so many different products. And I just love to keep them. I love the bottles. I love the little jars. I love all of that. So I'm here for all of that. So that's what... you know, so that's my thing. I'll have to get some, you know, we'll have to call the hair psychologist in, okay, to kind of work us through that and work out that. So what are some of the things? Now, you being a professional, do you recognize, first of all, is it even possible for a professional hairstylist to be a product junkie?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Really?
Especially, definitely. Especially if it's something that we've found that not only works, but it smells good. It doesn't leave a residue on the hair. I mean, you know,
yes.
it has all these important components.
Right.
And
right.
when we find it, we want to use it, and we want to use it over and over and over. And I have to admit, that I every now and then I have to go through my own inventory and get rid of things, you know, and especially tools. Yeah, it's so easy to have tools. At one point, I was working out of 3 salons, and I had tools for every salon, right? And I did, you know, hair shows and fashion shows and things like that. So I had a couple
of kids. You were coming or going.
You know what? I didn't. I just did it, and I'm paying for it now as I'm older.
Oh.
But, you know, I'm grateful that I had the time. So it's very easy as a stylist to be a product junkie. Very easy.
Wow.
I found
that
it's hard for me to get rid of color. Yeah. I have a lot of color still.
You know, everybody has their thing. That's
yes.
the whole idea behind this. So I'm going to give everybody a little pass today
yes.
on the show
Please
this
do.
Morning because, yeah, I think everybody has their little thing with the product. And
sure.
And that's okay. We don't tell anybody. You know, this is a secret. This is a secret out there. So
we try to keep it a secret, but
we try, right? We try.
Yeah, we try. Mm-hmm.
I love that. Now, how do you identify? Can you identify if there's a product junkie in your chair as a client?
Well, a lot of product junkies are usually the at-home stylist, right. So they're on, you know, these big online shopping. They're buying all this stuff. They're home,
yes.
and I say fixing on. You know, they're home fixing on their hair. They're,
yes.
you know, it could be burning it up, coloring in it, you know, just doing all sorts of
right,
stuff.
Right.
And then they come and they need a repair. So what I've learned to do is ask them or tell them, hey, bring in what you're using at home.
Mm.
So it doesn't sound aggressive, but I
right,
really
right.
want to see what you got. And
exactly.
I need you to understand that you're probably working against the work that I'm doing in this chair.
Mm.
Yeah. And, you know, that's especially great. The clients who are home curling their hair, who never want to admit it, but they keep getting the products like heat treatment or heat protectant or moisturize, something that's going to protect their hair from curling it. But they still have the thing turned up to 500 degrees, so they burn the hell out of it
right.
anyway.
Yeah, exactly. exactly. And wow, so this is actually very important, you
it
know,
is.
And you do have to, yeah, you know, and for you guys out there who are, you go visit the salon and you have a hairstylist, please pay attention to the product talk. And kind of dial it back on that. Make sure that you are getting the instruction from the professionals because it may, maybe today your hair, you know, it might look like it's all right, but, you know, just please, you know,
yes.
because in time this kind of thing can really, you know, become, you know, an issue.
Really
so
be an issue, yes.
Right? Yeah, raining on in. Literally. So what are some of the companies? So because they have, I don't think it is the manufacturer, the company, the product company itself that lends itself to you getting addicted to the product, so to speak, or buying up everything they have. I don't know where that comes from. I really don't. A lot of it, it can be in the merchandising. I will also admit I love the beautiful bottles. I think I said it earlier. So that's what catches our eye
okay.
when we see these beautiful products. And we think that it's beautiful inside too. That's true generally, right?
People, right. You would
yeah.
think that it would be a good product.
Mm-hmm. So, but... I think what you were saying earlier, and I think, I don't know if I heard it on this show today, but on terms of getting, you know, doing your research, doing the work, checking into it. So when you do connect with that particular product line, it's something that is going to work for you and work for your texture, and I think that's important.
Right. Yes,
so,
that is very important.
Right, just don't go overboard. Now, so that's really good. Now, what are some of the tips? Can we think of any tips that we can help people? I think we have really shed some light on it today. I think that you got to really just be mindful, folks. And I think that's the other thing. I think I'd love to hear from you out there.
Yes.
I'd also love to know that maybe in this, you know, at this time, you can actually go through your hidden stash or cache
right.
of these products because we all know where, you know, we all have them where they are stashed, so to speak. And
right.
And I think we do need to clean them out, and I really do. I think it
yes.
is, you know, maybe at the beginning of the year or the you know, at the end of the year or spring cleaning, whatever it is, kind of connote a time and commit to that and then kind of go through and allow yourself. I mean, you know, for the shopaholics, you know, if you're online all the time, maybe choose, you know, maybe one purchase a month. You know, or two or something like that. Just be mindful of it and limit the, you know, the spending with that. And it may not be so much about money, but just that you don't need all that necessarily.
Right. Right, necessarily. And, you know, I try to encourage my clients to, until you have to turn that bottle over, don't buy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't. You know, it's, unless you see, like, it's the last two bottles in the store, grab those two. But if you're just
yes.
excessively buying things that you really don't need and that are not performing the way they've promised,
right.
Stop buying.
That's true. That's true. Stop buying. And that's a good point, too, because, you know, you want to bear in mind that some of these products, certain things, and it depends on how, you know, after your hair might get used to certain things, so, and the responsiveness may vary. So, you know, just be a, listen to these folks. Let's listen to Keisha McAllister. So, folks, if you, yeah, right, and the hairstylist, of course, you're pro folk. So if you guys are just tuning in, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I am in Brooklyn, New York. Yes, and good morning to you guys out there. I'm with Keisha McAllister, who comes to us, and I love this, all the way from California. Like, you are literally three thousand miles from me as we broadcast today. So this is really incredible, 3,000 miles away. And I'm always interested up in your area, up in Northern California. Folks know I lived in Southern California. But up there, so the weather is not quite as brutal as it is here, but I know it gets a little chillier up there. So how does that affect? I know we were talking about products, but how, you know, when you go to other places, have you noticed that, like, a difference with the temperature because of you guys out in California? Or is it just pretty much the same and you don't notice, or you don't notice anything like that where you are? In other words, comparing to travel to different, like, states or different places you've been. Because I always thought that California, you know, the temperature might play, the environment might play a part in, you know, in their style and, you know, how long the styles last and even the look and all of that. So, but maybe I could be wrong about that.
Well, here in, at least in my part of California, right now it's just really, really soggy. But we really don't have a lot of humidity. Although, as a stylist, it's my responsibility to make sure that my client's hair lasts. So I tend to use humidity blocking, you know, things that are going to help their, well, they call it silk press, but that flat iron, we call it flat iron, that flat iron lasts the way it needs to, or to resist, you know, humidity and things like that. Moisture, so it don't turn on, so it won't turn on them. But that's just my responsibility, and I'm proud when my client comes back. Oh, my hair lasted so and so and so and so. That's my responsibility, and I need to show her how to wrap her hair so it will keep. That's also my responsibility. It doesn't make sense for her to spend that money with me in 2 days. Her hair goes back.
Right, that's true.
And it's going to make me look bad as a hairdresser. That's going to make me look bad. Her, she can't do no hair, you know, and that's not what you want to hear. Right. So that's the way I just prepare my clients for it. It doesn't matter if, you know, if they know it's raining, then you need to wear a hooded jacket and, you know, prepare yourself. And we'll wrap it before you leave out of here. But, other than that, I really don't trip on the weather. I'm here to do my job, right?
I love it. Okay, well, as you have figured out, you're listening to the Hair Radio Show. Keisha, I'm loving this talk today. I really am. This is what we are here to do. Yeah, so this is the beginning. And what we will be doing is breaking down some of the product reviews, which we will start to do right here on the show. So I cannot wait. That's going to be something that we really can sink our teeth into, as they say. So, that's all. Any closing thoughts on our product talk today? So if you find yourself and you guys are a product junkie, just check in with us. Check in with us at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Please do.
Okay. Yes. So, all right, Keisha. So, listen. All right. Stay with us, folks. We've got a lot more to get to on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Great job, Keisha McAllister.
Good morning.
Root Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair masks, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle, and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us today for the very, very first time. I want to say Maya Vanna and the lady behind it, I think the force behind it, we have with us right now. Again, first time on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Let me welcome Ms. Robin Gruber. Good morning to you. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Carrie. I appreciate it. We are so excited to be a part of your show. I've been hearing about it for years, and it's just exciting to meet you. Yes.
Thank you. And likewise, I have to say, I'm a big, big fan. I've heard all about Maya Vanna in the past, like, you know, just here and there, I'd catch something on TV or, you know, somebody passing through and might mention. But I'm so happy to have, you know, this whole thing come about. And before we go any further, I want to take a moment to acknowledge the folks who made this happen. First and foremost, well, let me just shout out to your colleague first, Shirley Dickerson and the folks, your team, to help put all this together and coordinate it for us at Maya Vanna. So this is really nice. And Sam from Sam Anum from Bobsa.org, who all of the new members that come to Bobsa, which, you know, for you guys out there who don't know, the Black-owned Beauty Supply Association, and that's his website's Bobsa.org. Sam sends everybody to the Hair Radio Morning Show so we can really get them on and give them the biggest, warmest welcome that we can from everybody in the industry and our experience. So this is very special this morning to have you guys on. And someone so accomplished. I've talked to a lot of folks here, Robin. I got to say, you are definitely up there with all of this. I said, my goodness, you've been busy. So,
Thank you so much.
Welcome. Yes. Well, listen, I want to kind of go back a little bit, but before we even get back to, you know, some of the background here, tell the folks who this is the first time they're hearing about Maya Vanna. Tell us about Maya Vanna, please.
Absolutely. And first, I must do like you, Carrie. I have to give a shout out to our team. Shirley Dickerson is our global brand manager, and Sam is one of our partners. He's such a jewel in the industry. Anytime we get to have legacy of that nature is just such a blessing. And just to give you a little clarity, my name is Robin D. Gruber, and I'm actually Chief Hair Officer of Maya Vanna. Candace Mitchell Harris is our fearless founder and CEO.
Thank you for that.
And she is amazing. I'm quite sure we're going to be able to get her on the show as well.
Let me shout out Ms. Candace. Thank you.
Absolutely. She is everything. We met about maybe 8 years ago. The company is now a decade. And so I am super excited about the growth and the good work that we do and helping save hair strands through technology. So from the Myovana team, thank you, Carrie, for having us here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's talk about that. What exactly is Myovana, and where did the name come from? I said to myself, where did the name, how did that all happen? And tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, great question. Well, Myovana, actually, we are a beauty tech company that makes software for hair. And the word Myovana comes from your destination, which is hair nirvana. And so that's how Myovana was created. Absolutely. And there's a really cool story behind that. And I'll save that for Candace. You know, we have to keep the things for her to talk about as well.
Okay.
Yes.
And I'm loving this. And I think this is great. Yes. And speaking of your founder, Candace, and all the folks at Myovana and everybody that I've just in this little bit of time have uncovered, I'm just blown away. You guys have taken this whole, to me, it's promotions, it's education, it's information, it's just everything out there with beauty and wellness and hair and it's even bigger than that. And you've merged it with technology. You've done so much, and I just love it. And we are just eating it up.
Yes, okay. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. I'm gonna calm down, but you hit it on the head.
Listen, I've got some questions for you. Now, you know what? And that's where we're going to start. Now, you mentioned, and you gave me some clarity, you are the chief hair officer. So, and I love
am.
That. I've never heard of a chief hair officer in 3 decades.
Well, yes,
so,
absolutely.
What's the role that what does a chief hair officer do at a company? Tell us about that.
Very good question. I'll just give you a little background on how this all came together. I've been in the industry for 30 years plus and always a futurist in mindset. And in my salon, during this particular time, we were overwhelmed with the amount of paper when it came to doing consultations, which is, for us, the foundation of healthy hair. When you're consulting and servicing a client. And quite frankly, I asked God a question, and I was like, how do I stay relevant in beauty? And and the answer was, what gave you your most success? Which is ionic technology and ceramic tools. So the answer was technology. So needing a technology partner, I asked a direct question, and I was directed to Myovana. And we had done projects before, and I found an email, called it, and there was Candace on the other line. And it's so amazing, Carrie, that throughout the years we started seeing pictures where we had been together in the same places at the same time. And when I first met her, it was actually at a Bronner Brothers show. They were just launching. I was so proud of them because innovation is very important for our industry. And with Candace's vision of seeking hair guidance as a computer scientist, she put a stake in the ground and took that opportunity and brought it to life. And so once I started looking at consultations, we would do hair and strand analysis in the salon, and I'm really big on process and systems. But building, you have to pick your lane and keep on going and work it, for the best of your ability. And so here comes Candace doing the same work with a different foundation of technology. and it was just a beautiful beginning. And so as chief hair officer, I came in actually looking for to build technology and found a technology family. And with that, being a chief hair officer started out with basically as an advisor, you know, because my experience with healthy hair and my methodology is very result-oriented. I feel that if you cannot transform the hair, it's not giving the client the best of its ability. And so with that, starting off with consultation, we started working from there, and they were in a phase of deep diving in the science of hair. And that, for hair geeks, made me so happy because now I had a place to go in the science without being frowned upon. Because, you know, we go in this industry a lot of times as artists. And what I realized with the hair challenges, if we're going to be solutionists, it has to start with the science. And that was the beginning of my chief hair officer pathway. It started and is rooted in consulting and the science of hair.
Amazing. Well, let me tell you something. You guys have, you've done some work. And when we hear, you know, science and, you know, kind of combining it with hair, we shouldn't run. And we shouldn't be fearful of science and the words like technology and kind of mixing all of that together, so to speak. You know, and so, you know, over the years, because even when I came along and when we started out several decades ago, you know, the industry, hair care in general was very different. And the natural, I call it a movement, but natural hair, it was a little different. Now there are parts of it that some consider to be, you know, people say trendy, this and that. But I go back to the days where it was very much spoke to a big, powerful message and all of that. And all this to say, you know, so what about yourself? Have you come across where folks, you know, when they hear the words science and technology and, you know, some folks are thinking computers and, oh, I don't know that much about this or I don't know that much about that. Or what's been your experience?
Very good question, Carrie. Well, when it comes to my Ivana, people would always ask, what is it? What do you do? And what we realized, because we were so deep in the science, that building, it was very important for us to have community and sisterhood and brotherhood around it. Because that's what really connects people together, is the fact that it's how you make someone feel. And that's what this is all about. It's about being able to take the tools like technology and computers and great products and great people and great brands and bring it within an ecosystem that really supports you wherever your journey starts. So that is a part of this process that we've been able to really put some legs and give the whole entire ecosystem a place to park, because we work with brands, consumers, salon owners, large companies that are manufacturers, distributors, associations. And it was because we really positioned ourselves as an industry partner. Now, when it comes to technology, the thing that is fascinating for me as a creative is that we have no walls and no boundaries of how much we can create, because the container is infinite. And that is the exciting part. So we get to have this playground of being a worldwide concierge for those who are seeking guidance in hair care, whether it's in the palm of your hand, on your laptop, whether you see us at a trade show or talk to one of our consultants on the phone. We're really building a culture of meeting you where you are. So when it comes to the technology, if someone's interested to deep dive in that, we have something for you. If you're like, I just want a good shampoo, what is my texture? We can answer those questions as well. So that's the exciting part about being a beauty tech company, because it merges everything together. And also, it gives opportunity in the cosmetology space, the hair care space, for people to seek careers beyond the chair. And that's what we're excited about.
And that's a big, that's everybody, well, I'll say lots of folks have been on the show, you know, in the cosmetology space. I love how you put that. That's exactly what they're looking for. They love, you know, the career that it has, you know, everything that it's allowed them to do, and it was nothing against cosmetology or anything at all like that. They're just looking to kind of go to another level or to, you know, just become, you know, more, I guess, better known in the industry, for lack of a better way to say that. And I just love that you guys, you hit every point, though, everybody in, you know, on this whole spectrum of hair and beauty. You guys cover every aspect, it looks like to me. So this is amazing. That's the way it seems. Okay, well, first, you're welcome. Let me bring everybody up to speed here. If you guys are just tuning in, you're listening to the All-New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Cherry Hines, and I'm here, of course, in Brooklyn, New York. Now, I have a very, very special guest who is, I'm going to call you now, the CHO. She's the Chief Hair Officer for an incredible company that you guys have already heard of them. My Ivana, you guys have been around for a while now. And my very special guest today is Robin Groover, who is just doing big, big things. Let me just say that. And just going a little bit about your own story, I just, one of the big questions that I really had, and even though you talked a little bit about the background, who inspired you? That is what, whereas I'm reading through everything, I'm like, well, hold it. Who poured this into you? You're so dynamic. So how did that all come about?
Cherry, thank you. It was my mom. It was I grew up as an only child, and love.
Wow.
Yes.
No, hold on. I thought the only child was supposed to be shy. I thought the only child was supposed to be shy. Isn't that the stereotype?
Yes. I am an introvert, really, though. I am.
Oh, okay.
It was the amount of love that she poured in, and she never even, I don't know, I never even thought about limitation. I never thought about anything was impossible. And so all of my friends and family would say, oh, yeah, you know, Robin's in La La Land. And so I was like, well, you know, it's pretty cool here. And that's why I love tech.
Wow.
Because I could think about something and I had no boundary. And so that's kind of how I live. I'm really a free spirit, Carrie. And my mom was my inspiration. And I asked God every step, you know, which way I should go. And even in his guidance, my missteps are still on purpose. And I think that that's the beauty about life, is that, you know, when you are guided in love and you are rooted in great counsel of people who care about you, your mistakes, your bumps, your bruises, your learnings, all of it has purpose behind it. And so, therefore, you know, you end up in some places that you never would have expected. And that's kind of how I've been tracking along. And in the industry, Dolores Green from my hometown, Savannah, Georgia, she gave me my first opportunity to be a salon owner. I was too young to even know that it was a risk. And Mr. McBride, who is the founder of McBride Research Laboratories of Design Essentials, he gave me an opportunity to work in research and development. And that's when I realized that the chair was possible. Looking at him, I knew being a CEO was possible. Belinda Baker, she was the first educator that I saw that it blew my mind how she spoke, how she was able to carry a crowd and her knowledge base. She was an inspiration instantly. And those are the people who really inspired me in the hair industry. Salons, I started studying the top 200 salons in the country, doing a million or more in revenue, and I realized that people of color, we weren't on the list. And that was shocking.
Wow.
And this was in the late 90s, early 2000s. And what I realized, the business models were the same. All you had to do was plug in your business DNA and follow the guide of really building a corporation. And, you know, I started out in the industry very young because my only goal was freedom, period. And so freedom. With that, I had a lot of limitation. However, being a self-study, self-taught entrepreneur, I was able to find my way to understanding there's a difference between small business and big business. And that was another reason technology was attractive, because I had done small business well. And I knew that it was something I did not know. So that drove me to studying different industries, different models. And I give a shout out to Candace again. Being a graduate from Georgia Tech, the pathway in the technology world, especially for a young person of color, gave this point of view of this is how you do big business. And
absolutely.
With that, we were able to merge wisdom in the industry and eyes of the future to start creating models that fit. Because truthfully, in the tech world, what was interesting when I first started learning about it, I was like, this is for trust fund babies. This is not for us. They are giving funding to ideas. No, where I come from, you better have a client before you open a business. You better
absolutely,
know your revenue stream before you start, you know, doing a business.
Right.
So it was brand new and exciting. And just being able to learn all the time is exciting as well. I would share with any of the audience members, always be a student. You know, and make sure the people that you team up with and you connect with, that there's an alignment that begins on a spiritual level, because the world is hard enough to fight the obstacles of keeping your faith when you're not in alignment. And the thing that I know that holds this company together with a super glue is we are rooted in understanding that our steps are guided by God. And being
absolutely.
In an entrepreneur setting, we get to say that boldly. You know, I never understood the corporate, what do they call it, protocols of, yes, of what to say and not what not to say and what was politically correct. That's what I'm looking for.
Right.
PC. Didn't have to go that route. And that's what I would say to anybody. The thing about all the people in our company, they follow their truth. And what I love about Shirley, who's our global brand manager.
Shirley Dickinson.
Corporate in the level of excellence. So all the things that I don't know, she keep us in order and of true excellence. And so I tell anybody, you know, rather your career path takes you straight into entrepreneurship or takes you to higher learning to get a PhD, or you follow your bliss as an artist, be in alignment, stay on purpose, know your truth, and trust. Trust the journey because it's purpose in all the stumbling blocks. And then when you get to these milestones to celebrate, they mean a lot. And so those are the things that we really live by. And I think that's important.
I am just blown away. And I love everything about your story and what you have done connecting with my Ivana. I think this is amazing. And I just want to know, well, first, let me just ask you, how would people find out more about my Ivana and all that
so
you do?
So glad you asked.
Yes, please.
Yes, Terry.
Absolutely.
On Instagram, we're at My Ivana Hair. And My Ivana Hair Care. And let me just give an overview about what we do that's exciting
Absolutely.
For the listeners.
Yeah. Please.
One, for all of you who are searching for answers, rather it's manageability, dry hair, thinning hair, damaged hair, or even you don't know exactly what to do with your hair. We actually have a digital assessment that you answer some questions and you can get an instant recommendation of what direction to go in. That's part one. And
I
this
saw
is
that and I was blown away with that.
Yes,
that I just, wow.
And science and knowledge and technology all wrapped up in one. Then you say, okay, Robin, all good, but I still need more. We have an amazing My Ivana in the lab experience where we actually do strand analysis.
Wow.
So we'll send you a hair kit and you can comb through. We have five sections of your head that you comb your hair through. Natural shedding, you don't have to cut it. You put it in an envelope, send it back to us. We have an amazing lead analyst, Tanisha. She is, I mean, brilliant. She's a scientist. Like, when you see her, and her hair is amazing, but to know that these women of color, these black women from science and engineering and cosmetology and all the ologies come together because we care. And
love
she
it.
And her team analyze the strands. You actually get a healthy hair care plan. And you can see it on our app because we do have an app. We're rooted in technology as well as thing that you need from your shampoo and conditioner all the way down to what hair tips, techniques, and tools. The other thing, Carrie, we are agnostic. So what that means is we don't have products that are under the My Ivana brand. We partner with other product lines. We take them to research. We look and see what does this product do well. We put it in the system. And so for those customers that are seeking solutions with our technology tool, it will actually give the guidance of what products work best. So now we have opportunities for product owners and consumers to actually come together that their hair texture, type, and condition works the best with. And that is such a blessing.
That is golden.
Because one of the things that Candace couldn't believe when she was in school as a computer scientist was the fact that how could she not get an app that's going to tell her what to use on her hair as she was having these challenges. And
These
hair journeys are not something that we just do, but it's something that we live. And
absolutely.
And that's the exciting part. So those are two of our offerings. And as I said earlier, we have a whole entire ecosystem. So for those people who are looking to be a part of the industry, we actually have a hair and beauty network. And you'll get to talk to Shirley if you sign up for that, who we've mentioned several times in this interview, because Shirley is over the hair and beauty network. So what we do is an assessment, like a business assessment or career assessment, and figure out your goals and how we can support you in it. And then we get a plan together and help you on that journey. And, of course, Sam is a huge part of that because the Black beauty supply stores are so integral for our ecosystem as well. And so now you have this great opportunity of merging the two together. And this is where we sit that we're excited about in this season is retail innovation. So if you have a beauty supply store, you're a salon owner, or even e-commerce, we have a tool that will help customize for your offerings that actually take a picture using AI technology and machine learning, will give the customer their texture, type, and condition, and automated instant results of what products to choose out of your particular offering bucket. So it's so many wonderful things that are happening in our
company. That's unbelievable. Yes, and I love that. I love that. Again,
thank
you know,
you,
folks, and I just want to make sure, yes, absolutely, our fans, that they know that this is a great positive side of technology. And I really mean it. And I love everything that Robin has said today on the show. And I'm just a listening. it's innovation on steroids, okay? This is incredible. So we're loving everything. So Chief Hair Officer, you guys have done it at My Ivana. So I'm just loving it. So your website now is myivana.com?
Yes, www.myivana.com. And you can read all about us there. It's a great place to start with your journey. Our Instagram, and we just started on TikTok really good. Our lead hair consultant, Karen, she's exciting. So this part, Carrie, you talked about the technology and the positive side.
Yes.
We all need those human touch points. So you can actually book a consultation with one of our hair consultants, and they'll do a video consultation and help you with your hair journey at that time.
You guys have thought of everything. I don't think I can say what's next.
Excited.
That's usually my question towards the end. But you've done it. So I can't wait to hear what you guys, what you're planning for that you haven't already thought of. So that's my big question to you, Robin Hoover. Yes, and I'm loving My Ivana. I'm loving it. So what are some of the other things that, if there's one thing that you know, that you have on that big vision board out there, again, I can't imagine what that would be because you've got everything under the sun, which is fabulous. It's fabulous for our industry. So I
thank you
completely. And your entire team at Maria Ivana. So let me just put that
thank
on out there.
Thank you so much.
And what
we're
team
so
this
excited.
Started.
Yes. We're excited, and I'll tell you what's happening this year. We are doing IBS, New York.
Oh, nice.
And so
which IBS?
The
Powerhouse
Pavilion. Yes, you have to come by and
you
spend
know what?
Time
Hope.
With us.
Robin, I go to IBS every single year. So I usually they're on my show. I have the director, the ED is always on my show here each year. And
I
so
love
that. Yes. So and I go every year. Now, while you're in New York, this is great because I myself am having a special show on March 6th that during the while the IBS is going on. I will be here in New York, and we have a little theater show where we're doing a nice, intimate setting for folks in and around the hair and beauty industry and that space. So, and it's in Manhattan, so it's right like a few minutes subway stop. Yes, it's in
the whole
East Village, so it's beautiful.
I love
that.
I'll make sure I mention that in our meeting on Monday.
Yes.
That's so exciting.
You're going to have a great time.
Yes, I know it.
Yeah, and like Brawner Brothers and IBS and all those big folks out there of this.
Yes, we're
I
doing
think,
Brawner Brothers in New Orleans.
Oh,
that's
yes,
in April. Yes,
yeah,
and we're
doing
excited
it,
about that.
Friend. Yeah, and Bernard, they keep us informed. Upscale Magazine got a shout out to all my folks that we're all connected with.
Yes, you know we're all family for surely.
Yes, we are. Well, listen, I have to say you make us feel like family too. So a lot of folks, they just put the words out there. But, you know, we get that sense that this is something that you really believe in, Robin Groover. So
I
just say thank
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. No, thank you. I appreciate it. When I saw the email come in, I was like, I made it, Mommy. I'm going to be on the Carrie Hines show. love that.
You are so kind.
You are such a great contributor to the industry. And I just want to give you some flowers right now. So thank you.
Oh, well, likewise. Like I said, back at you. And I just thank you again. Robin, I have to ask you, anybody else you want to shout out to before we sign off today? I want to make sure and get that in. Okay, I'm going to always make sure.
I'm going to give the team one more shout out. First, I'm going to thank Sam for this great connection. Shirley for always holding us in great posture. And our fearless leader, Candace, she is amazing.
Yes.
We
got to get Candace here.
Blessing.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
We're going to insist that we get her here.
We get her here. And Tanisha, along with Deandra in customer service, and Karen, our lead hair consultant, and our technology guys, oh, my goodness, our CTO, Hakeem, and Carabelle, who's over our AI technology. He's our AI engineer. We are a global company, and we're excited about that. We have team members in different time zones. That's our North Star right now, really, is to put our global footprint across the world and make sure that there is not one strand out there that has not been touched and loved in some type of way, because hair is unique as a fingerprint, and we really care. That's our system. Consult, analyze, recommend, and educate. And,
that's the acronym. That is it. You have got it. And I'm just going to put the word hair in front of that. So, listen, I've got to thank Robin Groover from Maya Ivana today. being our very, very special, and I do mean special guest here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It has been a great pleasure and honor, and we're going to have you back, too, real soon.
Pleasure all mine. If you ever want to co-host or just chat it up, give me some subjects, I am all yours because I'm so thankful for getting the opportunity to meet you.
Oh, well, we are going to hold you to that, and believe me, we'll be meeting you up. We got to get you back.
And it's just a flight away, just a flight away. I'm in Atlanta, so, yes.
Well, you're going to be in, that's why I love this, because you're going to be in New York. The IBS show is the 5th, 6th, and 7th. I already know what I'm saying. And that Monday is when we're having our little afternoon thing from 2:30 to 6:30. So I'm going to make sure that you get all the details and come out and be one of our special VIP guests.
Thank you so much.
We'll take care of that. Again,
awesome.
You know, just keep doing what you're doing. Robin Gruber, thanks again
thank
for being
you.
With us.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapi, and we thank you. Please register at Carapi.com and join our Carapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. I am Cammy Love, Kid Entrepreneur, and I made a book about children's hygiene and hygiene in general and kids going to the hair salon. You should buy my book, and I encourage you to buy my book because it is inspiring to young child authors and it is inspiring to young girls and young boys and
That's
young
right.
children.
That's 11-year-old author Cammy Love and her book, Cammy's Spa Party. It's on sale today at Amazon. Pick up this amazing book for young minds, Cammy's Spa Party.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life
an endangered species, but I sing no victim song. I am a woman, I am an artist, and I know. Below.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie with Michael Hopkins and Blue. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
It's time to rise and shine with The Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, thank you, Purple Barbie. It is Friday morning, February 10th of 2023. It is our broadcast show number 822 for those who would like to keep count. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. Let me bring to the line my amazing colleague. You know her well. She's down in Water Valley, Mississippi. It is my great honor to introduce. You guys know her. Let me reintroduce the one and only queen of the mornings, Miss Nicole Marie. Good morning,
Good morning. Happy mid-show. Happy Fan Day Friday.
Yes, all
it's
the
a
above.
Wonderful day.
All the above.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Now, we're live. It's about 7:23 if you're on the East Coast. 6:23 where you are, Nicole Marie, and for you guys out in Central Time Zone. And we're just so happy. Let me tell you, I've been listening. I've been just enjoying the broadcast.
Yeah, so
along
have
with
I.
You guys. Yeah, we have a chance to get on some of the folks that, and we're going to talk about them. We got a lot to get into on this.
All right.
But you guys did hear Robin Gruber from My Ivana.
Yeah,
a little while ago. And we're going to talk about Robin. We're going to talk about My Ivana. We're going to talk about IBS, all that. Plus more. But first, Nicole Marie, we're going to do something a little different this morning. We are going to talk about your hope of the day. That's what I call it, hope of the day. Yes,
yeah.
We're going to lead on in with that. And, you know, we really do need so much on this.
We do, Carrie. We do.
Yeah.
Every
instead
single
of just
day,
hope
yeah.
of the morning and hope of the hour, we need hope all day, every day. It needs to
all
be hope
day,
of the month,
every day.
Hope of the year,
yeah.
all of that.
24/7.
So, Nicole Marie, why don't we start there, and then we are going to rip the the lid off of all this.
All right, Thank you so
today.
Much, Carrie.
So,
thank you.
Got it, Nicole
so,
Marie.
No
Queen
matter
of the morning.
What?
Here's Nicole Marie. Introduction.
No matter what any of us may be going through, there's always hope. That positive expectation that change can and will occur in our lives. And it's so important because it gives our lives so much meaning. So I just want to share a touch of hope for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show this morning. This moment is courtesy of the book High Hopes, by Patrick Lindsay. So each day I share just an inspirational way from the book just to lift your spirits, not only today, but every day. So today, die young, but live long. As we age, we need regular mental software updates. There may be some hardware glitches, but updates can overcome most of them. Turn newer with each day as you seek knowledge and new experiences. Remember, if you don't use it, you lose it. That's very, very powerful, Carrie.
So, oh, wow. Powerful. That it is. That it is. So what does that say to you, Nicole Marie? What do those words say to you?
That no matter whatever we have may have going on, we can always change our mental thoughts. The things that we think about, every day is a new day. Whatever you're seeking to seek out and achieve, every day you can gain knowledge and you can gain a new experience to make that happen. You take the steps to make that happen. So just do it. Step out and do it. Yes.
Okay. Well, listen, here's what I kind of pulled from that as well. You know, keep your mind sharp, folks. Absolutely keep your mind sharp. You cannot not do that in this day and age where we are bombarded with, well, there's a lot of things that are floating out there in the ether. So it's kind of a challenge sometimes to be able to focus. But you do have to focus. You have to keep your mind sharp. And
it's all about growth here.
I think it's important to do that. Well, that, but you know what really comes to mind that we've never talked about on the Hit Radio
What's
Morning
that?
Show? We talked about just about every subject and topic known to mankind.
We
here,
really
but
have.
There's one, yeah, but there's one that, you know, and I think it ties into us doing a better job of being focused and you know, just not giving up on knowledge and just sharing it in that that area there. My big thing is, like I said, staying focused, but Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's is the one thing I don't think we've ever talked about on the broadcast.
Alzheimer's and dementia,
Right, exactly. And those are things that that I think we need to keep in the forefront of our minds. First, there are a lot of folks who are coping with this, not just those individuals, but the families as well.
Yeah.
And it's something that has, you know, that really occurred to me. I said, oh, boy, I don't remember us talking about this in recent times. And I really wanted to get that on out. So, you know, I'd be curious to hear what you guys have to say about this. We're going to be, when these types of topics come up, Nicole Marie, we put them on our big board here at the Hair Radio Morning Show headquarters.
Yes, we do.
Brooklyn, New York. I need to take a picture of my ideas board here. You'd guys be in shock. But yeah, we're going to definitely have that up at the top of the list and explore a little bit more on that with you guys.
Certainly be bringing more information.
Oh, absolutely. This is something that it's really, it's difficult. You know, I see a lot of folks in other communities talking about this, not so much in the African-American community, but I do think we need to have the conversation, and right here is that space to do so. So we will be circling back on that
soon.
Hey, I wanted to talk about this particular, and we'll get Michael on because he'll be able to weigh in on this too in just a bit.
Right.
So, well, it was reported yesterday that we lost a mega producer, a mega writer, mega composer, Burt Bacharach, who was the gentleman who produced so many, there's so many hit records and so many records in general. that I'm on doing my research. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, actually 3:45.
Wow.
This morning, you know, I'm up early every day working on the show, and here I am looking and researching. I knew quite a bit of his songs, of course. It's like the, you know, it's really the soundtrack of our lives for so many of us.
Exactly. There's so much, right?
There's so much. This man had just a plethora of amazing songs. And for me, it was very profound, you know, and I was very sad to hear that he passed, of course, like everybody else.
Yeah.
But I remember just being a little kid and singing Walk On By in school, which was one of the first songs I mean, that we ever learned. Yeah, really. Never knowing that, of course, we chat with the one and only Miss Dionne Warwick, of course.
Dionne Warwick.
Yes, who was his musical muse, if you will. He created so many songs, and Dionne sings so many songs.
Yes.
So today, yes, well, I do have a clip from Dionne, because when she was on the show, I really tribute to Bert. I really wanted to, I talked with her about music today, and it was something that I will never forget, because I really wanted to know how she felt. I asked Melba the same question when she was on the show, Melba Moore, of course. And I always ask all of our singers, all of our musicians, how they feel. And they all kind of sing from the same book. Oh, boy, when they talk about the music today, so I love asking them that question, because they all kind of say the same thing. And I think I have the clip here from the Dionne Warwick. Yeah, to play for you guys. Let's take a listen. I'm going to leave the mic on. Let's take a listen. Here's Miss Dionne Warwick on Music Today, when we had a chance to chat.
The music industry today. And again, a little question. I know that it has obviously it's changed over the years, especially since you started your magnificent career. But what can you tell us today that, you know what, you say, you know what, this is not, you know, this is something that's good, or it's developed into something that you didn't expect about the music industry or the direction it's taken?
Well, it has taken 360, not a 180, a 360. It's another industry altogether today. It's just more a marketing industry than it was in the 60s when I started. You know, the things that were available to us who are part of my era just are not available any longer. You know, if you don't have 95 dancing girls and boys and flags flying and smoke bombs going off presenting yourself in a what I call a ladylike position, it's you know, you're just what the babies call old school, you know. And I always answer that with, well, there had to be an old school before there was a new one. So, but it is a marketing industry today. Everybody is marketed to the hilt. So, you know, it's just another industry altogether. There's basically no more record stores where you can walk in and actually touch and see and buy directly. You know, you go to your computer now. And all the technologies of the youth are being portrayed today. So, and I'm certain it was the same way with me, you know, with the industry when I was coming along. You know, we had certain things that we did, certain people that supported us, and that's what's going on today.
The music industry today. And again, a little question. I know that it has, obviously, it's changed over the years.
Just an incredible artist. We're back live, guys. That was the amazing Dionne Warwick. Now, listen, when news broke about Bert's passing, Bert Bacharach, acclaimed producer, Grammy winner, Oscar winner, all of that, this statement Dionne's folks sent over to me directly from Dionne, who had this to say: Bert's transition is like losing a family member. These words I've been asked to write are being written with sadness over the loss of my dear friend and my musical partner. On the lighter side, we laughed a lot and had our run-ins. but always found a way to let each other know our family, like roots, were the most important part of our relationship. My heartfelt condolences go out to his family, letting them know he is now peacefully resting, and I, too, will miss him, Miss Leon Ward. And this was yesterday.
Wow.
This was sent over to me. I shared it right away with our fans, who usually when these types of things, I always get the statements directly. Most of the attorneys and most of the folks have been on our show, and they're friends of the broadcast. So there you go. So we're going to miss him. This morning we opened up with a cover of his famous I Say a Little Prayer for You, which is my favorite, one of my big, big favorite songs.
Yes, I love that.
Do you remember the movie, and this was going way back, I think it was, I forget the artist. I think it was My Best Friend's Wedding, I think is the name. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
Listen, that was the movie. Now, hey, it is time for some candle talk with the one and only.
Blue.
She comes to us out of Jacksonville, Florida, and I am so honored. Hey, well, hold it, Blue. Were you aware of any of these hit songs by Burt Bacharach? Walk On By, Do You Know the Way to San Jose? Any of those songs?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Really?
My family played them all. Oh, Dionne Warwick was a big, 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 big person in our family, in all families, both sides, yes.
Yeah.
They loved Dionne.
Yeah.
They even had posters
of them. Yes. Well, like I said, it was the first song I ever was introduced to as a kid in school. And then I saw Dionne. The last time I saw Dionne Warwick, I saw her in person at Sissy's street naming ceremony at the church where Whitney and everybody, the whole family, I was right there at my Hope, the New Hope Baptist Church in Newark, New Jersey, that is, for folks out of the area. And I was sitting there, and it was just so wonderful, and they all came marching on by, their family just running, like, through the whole church. It was like I was in their living room. I'm not even kidding.
Wow.
With these brothers, and everybody was there, from Melissa Morgan, Andre Crouch, so many folks were there. So it was quite an event. So I was honored just to be asked to be there. So listen, I have to turn to some candle talk. So we got to get into some It's Friday, Blue, and we need you today. We want to hear some.
Yeah. What do you have for us today, Blue? How are you going to top yesterday with that chocolate?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Don't go back. Now, we cannot talk about that. Blue candles at yesterday was like chocolate fudge. You know, we carried on about that. We really did carry on yesterday. Maybe it was just me.
I'm a big chocolate fan. That's my favorite. So, hey.
I believe we were all chocolate hungry after that.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody wanted to find their candy bars.
You know what? I swear to you, I really did buy one yesterday because of that. I really did. So, thank you for that, Blue. You've added a few pounds on now.
Oh, no.
Hopefully, what do you have today for it?
Yes. What I have for us today is it's definitely, you know, we're still in, you know, Valentine's next Tuesday.
That's our next show, by the way, Tuesday, the 14th of February. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
The beautiful fragrances and scents for Valentine's and for all the lovers and friends here. Today we're going to start our Friday off, and I wanted to say welcome to you, Carrie and Nicole Marie. Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning.
I was about to say, wonder I forget. Okay, you said welcome to all the beautiful lovers and friends and all that. Well, listen, how wonderful is it for you? There you go. And I love that. This is something that we want to remind everybody. Valentine's Day is, I used to love to go to the parties where they were for single people as well, where you could come out. You didn't have to be embarrassed if you were by yourself, because a lot of
That's
people
right.
will not go to parties by themselves, especially now.
Right.
So, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a very interesting
very
celebration. So this is a Valentine's scent. Tell us about it.
Yes, this is. This scent today that I have for us is cherries and cream.
Mm.
Cherries and cream. Yes, that is
oh,
a scrumptious
cherry.
Blend.
Yeah.
Yes, a scrumptious blend of a tart and sweet cherry, marshmallows,
oh, yeah.
and clove buds. A true treat for your senses. We have top notes of red cherries, peach, and red currant. Our middle notes are daisy, marshmallows, and ripe raspberries. And our base notes is clove buds, lilies of the valley, and a soft musk. And it also has essential oils of cedarwood. These scrumptious plump red cherries and cream will have your senses jumping for joy.
Oh, goodness.
Oh,
I love that. What comes to mind is like a cherry cheesecake or I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Cherries and cream. A bowl of cream cheese and throw your cherries on top. Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Absolutely.
I love the fresh cherries. The idea of fresh. I love fresh cherries. That's my favorite.
The darker the cherry, the better.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what they say. So I love it. I love it. I think so too. And for me, that is my favorite. So I just tell you something. This whole week, you've brought it. You've given us something really,
every
really
day.
Nice.
Yes.
And you take this so seriously. Thank you so much. Now I want to just
shout
out to you.
No problem,
the
guys.
Entire folks. You do a great job. Divine Energy Luxury Candles. You've heard the commercial here earlier today. Divine Energy Luxury Candles. We got to make sure that that's out there. Order from Blue. What I love about what you do, Blue, you have a lot to choose from. You have a lot of scents. Well, you got a lot of scents, too. But we're talking about candles. We got a lot of candles as well, and you do such a great job. And folks can certainly get something that's custom made. So this is important.
Absolutely.
So a divine energy
right. Whatever you
candle.
Want. Blue can hit. Can
I'm looking at my list right here. And on this list, it's about 78 on this list. And the scents we do have available right now. for Valentine's Day is strawberry cheesecake, strawberry and cream, peach jasmine, endless love, chocolate covered raspberry, cherry cream, banana pudding. So just to get a little taste of what we do offer Valentine's Day. So
I love it, Blue. Love it.
Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. Hey, we're going to get Michael. Let's see if we can get Michael real quick to weigh in. Michael Hopkins, who is the king of claims for the veterans. Michael, are you down there in Spotsylvania, Virginia? Are you down there? You're on with Blue, Nicole Marie, Kyrie Hines, all the fans of the show worldwide. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning,
Michael.
Good morning, family.
Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Blue. Wow, I am definitely headed towards the refrigerator.
Again today, huh, Michael?
Oh, yeah. Yes, Blue, you made me hungry again. I mean, first it was the chocolate, and now we're doing this cherry thing. Oh, yeah.
Blue goes in. Blue, you go in with these scents. I mean, my goodness.
I love it.
It literally cracks me up every day. And I'm so glad that Blue really does set me up every single solitary day. I love the idea of talking about these incredible scents, these wonderful, wonderful ways to kind of transition the way. Because, see, when I get up in the morning, especially when I have my little doggy here, I had to always put on candles and things, and I just love the smell. So I always enjoyed it. So this... when Blue came to us and we had Divine Energy Candles on board, I said, oh, no, it's a It's a no-brainer for me. Of course we want to have one, you know, candle talk. And it became a thing. And here we are all this time, literally almost coming up on a year with Blue. So thank you, Blue. Good job.
Oh, we love it, Blue. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Yeah, no.
Absolutely.
Always a surprise to know what Blue is working on. So thank you so much for, you know, and meaning so much to the fans and to all of us, of course. But I know the fans appreciate all of your efforts with this. And guys, order Divine Energy Luxury Candles, the very best.
Yes.
And again, it's, like she said, you've got a lot out there. I mean, you literally have a lot of scents there.
Yes.
And if you don't find what you're looking for, again, she can whip up some custom make it. So thanks again. All right, Blue, down in Jacksonville. Hey, is it warm still, or do you guys have rain today?
Yeah, it's 64 today, and we're going to be up to 83 like yesterday.
Wow. Okay, you know what?
I'm sorry.
We've been kind of barely climbing to the 60s here in New York, which is huge for us. And here you go, shed it down.
Wow.
I'm done, Blue.
Yeah,
oh,
I have
my
to
God.
Get you to FedEx me some good weather up here in
we
Virginia.
We are enjoying this weather here. Seriously.
Wow.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you really do. Okay, Blue, enjoy. Thank you, guys. Great
Thank
job,
you,
Blue.
Blue
on that.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome
have
stuff.
Have a great weekend.
Hey, listen, you too, Blue.
You do
always
the same.
Great to have
you
on. Yes,
you.
She's doing great. Yes, real good stuff. So we're real excited. Hey, I love that. Is there not a day that I really, when I tell you I love all of that talk, and I love the vegetables.
Yeah, every day. Love it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she brings
oh, yes.
Good. And we're gonna have to tell Blue, you got to get in the kitchen and bake some of these things and send us the candle and the cake.
And
pretty much.
Right? Now, Michael,
oh, yes,
I have to
much.
Say, yeah. So, first of all, it's great to have you on, Michael Hopkins, the host of Vet Talk Radio. Which airs Tuesday mornings right here in the same space on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're really excited. And I just want to say that a lot happened this week. So we want to take a moment to acknowledge a few of these items. First of all, on the Vet Talk Radio Show, you have been in the midst of working on the top terms, really. It's really a special eight-parter, which is an eight-part series that Michael Hopkins has been hosting, and just telling everybody what the top terms are for veterans. Why is this so important, Michael?
Wow, Carrie and Nicole Marie, the reason why it's so important is when you're filing for compensation, you, the veteran, should be able to understand how it works. It's great. As veterans, we have all these beautiful organizations and people that can help us. But ultimately, the claim for compensation that a veteran is filing for is his or her claim. There's no other way to say it. The claim belongs to you, the veteran. So you should be educated on what is it that you need to know in order to file a claim properly. You want to file a claim that you're going to win. We don't have to win all of them, but we want to win the majority of the claims that we file for compensation. And that's the reason why I did and will continue to do series like this. I'm really excited about it myself. I really am, Carrie and Nicole Marie.
Yes.
Very excited.
Me too. You're like,
wow,
right, Nicole Marie, he's in the middle of this. Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
He's in the middle of this. So good stuff.
So much great information.
Everywhere.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Yeah,
oh,
good
yeah.
job, Hopkins. Awesome. Okay, well, listen, Michael, you are up to part number five. Part five will air on Valentine's Day. So real happy about that. Now, this week, we've been talking about some of the folks we've had on this week. add some of the big happenings, we have to talk about the big news. And for us here on this show, Nicole Marie, it was huge. It really was. And Michael, we just have to say awesome and give you a pat on the back.
Congratulations, Michael.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
So excited for you, happy for you, proud of you.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, what are we
saluting, Michael? You're going to be able to help so many additional people.
Absolutely. Here's the deal. Michael Hopkins is now what I call an ACA. He is an accredited.
Yeah.
An accredited claims agent. So he literally is the king of claims now.
Yes, he
is. An accredited claims agent.
Is.
Yes. And I got to say, this accreditation, it comes from the Veterans Administration. So, Michael, what really does this mean? Tell us a little bit about this process, because I don't think it's easy to get this accreditation. So
Nicole Marie. It's not an easy process. The Office of General Counsel of Veteran Affairs has to do an extensive background check on you. They have to check to make sure you're a person of integrity. You have to have character references. You know, most organizations, you don't really do that, but they want to make sure that you're the type of person that you're going to represent veterans, period, very well, with excellence.
That's
the whole thing about it. Unfortunately, there are a lot of organizations and people out here that they say they can represent you as a veteran, but unfortunately, they don't have the accreditation. And in the forum, in our forum on hairradio.com, if you go to the forum, I did a piece on that.
Michael, thank you for referencing that. Listen, that what Michael is saying to you guys out there is that you can read. Michael put together a posting that you guys can easily read. You don't have to sign up for a membership, even though you can. It's free at hrmember.com. Yeah. But here's where all the posts are. And this is important. Go to www.hairadio.com. So, again, that's how we pronounce it here, radio. But there's just one R in the middle. So it's hairadio.com. There you can see there's a tab that actually says forum. And also there's a big blue button at the top that says read post. So you can go any of those ways. And there, you'll see Michael Hopkins has his own group page there, and you can click on that and see tons of posts that he's put together for you guys. And if you, as a member, if you want to sign up, become a member at hrmember.com, it's great because now you guys can set up your own groups. You can have groups that talk about the things you want to talk about, connect with others about the important things that you'd like to talk and share. So how do you do that? First, go to hrmember.com. It's very easy to do so. And then at the top, you still have all of the different tabs at Hair Radio. All the way at the end, you'll see a more button. And you can navigate if you're using your cell phone, but you'll see a more button. And then down at the bottom, it says group tab. It says Hair Radio groups and or members. Group members or member groups and all of that. So it's very easy to find. And you click on that and you can create your own group and others, get others to support what you're doing and just make it a big thing out there. So, Michael, this is really important that you talk about this as you have in that post. And thank you for that, Michael. And we thank you for your service, by the way.
Thank
you.
You're
quite welcome.
Yeah. Yeah. And to all the fans out there who are listening right now, of course, we salute you. If you are a veteran, again, on Michael's show, again, Tuesday mornings at 8:30, you don't need to be a veteran to listen. It's very helpful. I've learned so much, Michael, and I appreciate
you have,
that. Karen. And yeah, I feel
you're
very
an
good.
Honorary
thanks
veteran, Karen. That's what
well,
the veteran.
Thanks to you, Michael Hopkins.
Yes.
And Nicole Marie, he's helped you too. So this is great,
oh,
right?
Yes, he certainly
oh,
has.
Yes.
Certainly, has. And still as helping. A, so
yes,
very, very
yes,
appreciative.
Yes. As they right, say,
all your
so
knowledge
have
and
spoken,
information and helping,
say?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And,
awesome.
And you know, Carrie Nicole holds a.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Michael?
Oh, I was going to say now, Nicole holds a unique title in the veteran world. She is
oh,
the wife of a veteran, and that is so
yes,
very important.
That's important,
that is,
right?
And she has stepped up to the plate helping her husband with his
yeah,
claims and compensation. And, I mean, I am so proud. I'm humbled to assist Nicole Marie and her husband Luther in his quest for
yes,
his compensation. And
yeah,
we've had
thank
one
you so
win
much, Michael,
so far.
Yeah,
and you know,
yes,
we had one win so far, and he's going for more. And it
yes,
just,
we're
it
just
humbles
waiting
me.
Yeah,
yeah, we're just waiting. It humbles me, Carrie, to be able to help Nicole Marie, because I have the utmost,
well,
from day one, utmost respect for her.
Absolutely. You are doing
well,
just
appreciate
that.
Appreciate you
and
so
Marie,
much, Michael. Thank you so much.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I also want to shout out Mr. Luther, and we've been trying to get him on the show for eons. We're going to come to him one of these days.
Yes, we're going to
so,
have to get him
so
on.
True.
Yeah, we'll get him on. Well, listen, I just want to say thank you to all of you guys, and our fans especially. You guys
yes,
have been really
thank you for tuning
in and supporting
yes,
the Hair Radio Morning Show. It goes back. Today is our 822nd episode, 822. And each
wow,
episode is 3 hours. So when you look at 3 hours for each of those broadcasts, it makes us automatically the most prolific of any hair and beauty radio talk in the history of radio, period.
Right. So true.
And not just there. Yeah, remember, and our show did not begin since the internet. We've been out there long before there was an internet. We were on
so
well,
true,
you know,
long
radio,
before. Oh yeah, long before.
And it was syndicated. So we've done the work, and we're here, and we're so grateful that you've been along for the ride, really, with us. So I just want to say thank you. Hey, I was listening, guys. Let me just tell everybody what's coming up in the next hour. We have a wonderful live guest with us. Sam Annan is going to join. He's getting up real early out on the
oh,
West
wow,
Coast.
Yes, he is.
Always
California,
appreciate Sam. Thank you, Sam.
Oh,
yes,
yeah,
Sam
do,
Annan of BOPSA.org. BOPSA stands for the Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association. And his website, again, is BOPSA.org. We want you guys to check it out when you get a moment. But Sam's going to be here. We got a lot to talk with him about. First of all, Sam is in one of my favorite magazines. Now, you guys know we do work with Upscale Magazine, and we love them and
yeah,
always will. And
thank
always
you,
Upscale, in so many of their magazines.
Yeah.
Yes, we shout them out, too.
Love
but
Upscale.
Here, Sam is in the current issue of a new magazine. Well, it's new to us, called the Soul Town Magazine. And in it, he
great,
pays homage
nice,
to Frank Davey. This gentleman named Frank Davey, we just lost him last year. But this man was the creator of Worlds of Curls and so much of so many
oh,
other things. So,
wow.
Yeah, so we're going to have Sam to tell us all about this gentleman, Frank Davey, and his connection. And then also, we're going to chat with him about all these folks who were on our broadcast in recent weeks. We've had folks like you heard from Robin Gruber this morning in the first hour
yes,
of My Ivana.
Right.
I plan to run into them. I will be seeing them at the Brunner Brothers. I'll be there, but I'll see them at the IBS show in New York. There's so many shows.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
yeah,
there's always a show.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait to hear about that, Carrie.
Yes, me either. And we're going to be talking about all of that. We still, there was some, I was trying to get on some of these incredible songs, you know, throughout today's show, paying tribute to some of these incredible Burt Bacharach songs. So I'll tell you what, I'm so honored.
Yeah.
And just, we're so happy. Yeah. So we're going to be kind of, we'll take a break with one of his classic songs. But this one was not the Dionne Warwick version of one of my favorite songs. But and it's also, by the way, on the internet, it's like one of the top songs of his entire catalog. So we'll tell you what that is in just a little bit. But first, Sam Anon is up next. You guys know him, again, from BAFTA.org. We'll be checking in with Sam in just a moment. Why don't we take a little bit of a commercial break? Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines. Stay with us. We got a lot more to get into this morning. Stay with us.
Be careful of those who grow silent during your season of celebration. It's amazing how people like you until it gets good. People don't mind being with you as long as they feel like y'all on the same level. But the minute your lifting comes, the minute God begins to make it very clear that his hand is upon your life, look around and watch those who grow silent. Watch those who stop clapping. Watch those who start speaking negatively about you. Watch those who stop coming. Watch people who always try to compare what they have to what you have. Watch people who always try to lift themselves in the conversation. Watch people who are always in competition with you. Watch those people who will not give you a compliment no matter what, especially when God begins to lift you. If somebody cannot be genuinely happy for you, these are the type of people you absolutely do not need in your life. They don't call, they don't show up, and they stop applauding because they're slick jealous of what God is doing in your life. You do not need those people around. Be mindful of those people and definitely don't call them friend.
You wake up and your house is a mess and you decide to clean up your house and doing it makes you feel better. That's a win. You need a pen, a Sharpie, and some post-it notes. Every time I do a live for you guys, for me, that's a win. Because honestly, I get very critical of myself and I just have to like put it aside. So I then take it off of here and I go put it up on my wall where I can see it. Every win you have, you put it on a post-it note and start creating your wall of wins so that you can see what you're accomplishing, so you can see what you're getting done, so you can stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start patting yourself on the back and giving yourself a reward for what you are getting done. Otherwise, you get to the end of the day and you feel like, I just didn't do anything. Because if you've been depressed for 3 days and you get up one day and you decide to make breakfast for your family, that's a win. And you need to be able to see your wins because your wins will inspire you to keep on winning. Your wins will inspire you to stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start focusing on what you are getting done because everything starts to align and you start doing more. My Stewie says, go to bed with a plan, wake up with a purpose. And I always say, don't put more than 3 things that you want to accomplish the next day. And as you accomplish them, write them down and put them on your wall of wins. So that when a client says no on a job or you call and they said they're going to send you a check and you check your mail 2 days later and you still don't have the check, but what did you accomplish? What did you get done?
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is Friday morning, February 10th of 2023. I'm in Brooklyn, New York, and it is just a wonderful day so far. Just been enjoying our incredible broadcast along with all of you guys out there. Got to bring back to the line my amazing co-star, Miss Nicole Marie, and she's out of Water Valley, Mississippi. Mike will be back with us in just a bit. Hey, Nicole Marie, I'm so excited to get Sam in on here and live on the air.
Oh, yes. So am I.
So
can't wait.
Yes.
Can't wait.
Yes. So, and without further ado, I have to welcome back this gentleman, Hope. And Sam, we've been great, great friends over the years, just an incredible colleague in this business. And you know, it's really exciting. We're going to get him on. And let's check in with Mr. Sam Inan, the man behind Bobsa.org,
right.
Black-owned beauty supply association. It's my great honor to welcome back Sam Inan. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. And you're on with Nicole Marie. Let me just work in my queen of morning here.
Okay.
As well.
Yes, good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Yeah.
It's early out there where you are, Sam.
Well, you know it is, Gary.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, I used to live in California. I lived in Southern California. So I know, and I used to deal with my family and friends back east. And it was always a challenge, you know, with those calls. So I remember that when I lived out there. Now I'm back in New York. So I'm back on the East Coast. So, Sam, and you, Sam, now you're up north. You are up north. Can you just tell everybody, now you're not in Oakland, what area are you in up there, Sam?
Well, I'm basically on the outskirts of Silicon Valley. I can see Oracle from my house.
Wow.
And San Francisco Airport, I can see the planes land. So I'm about 15 minutes from San Francisco Airport. Cool. And
yeah, I'm flown into that airport. Didn't know you then. Okay.
Yeah, I'm the west side of Oakland.
Wow. Okay. So that's where. Okay, now we got it, Sam Inan. We're going to be talking with you. We got you for the hour. You're our guest co-host this morning. So with Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins will be with us a little later in the show. And I'm just so excited to have you on live with us because it's been a while since you've been with us live. Now, Sam, and this is, I think, your first time this year in 2023.
Yes, in the new year.
Yeah.
So this is
I talk to you all the time, so it seems like I'm always on your show. So.
Well, yeah, this is true. Well, Sam, listen. For you guys out there, let me just tell you, and let's just establish Bobsa. Sam, tell everybody what Bobsa is about, and then they'll understand why we talk so much on the phone. Tell everybody what Bobsa.org is all about.
Well, Bobsa was founded in 2004, and basically our mission was to increase the number of black beauty supply stores in our neighborhoods, you know. And we have been
absolutely
doing last 18, 19 years. So we have about 1,000 stores that we've helped over that period of time. But we do a lot more than just, you know, help people get the brick and mortar store, you know. So our goal is to increase our presence in our in our neighborhoods, and also capture that dollar that we spend on hair products and et cetera, and our, you know, cosmetics. So that's our main focus, is connecting the black dots.
Yeah, I love that. Bobsa.org. And it may sound like it's something that's easy and simple to do, but it really isn't. And I appreciate the work that Sam has been putting out there and staying in touch with us here on the East Coast, you know, with all that he's accomplishing. So really good stuff, Sam, and really proud of Bobsa and all the work that you're doing. And speaking of which, now I think we just had on Robin this morning, who's with my Ivana. Aren't you working on some kind of... Yeah, right? That was early this morning. She was in our first hour. When you guys play the show back, you'll hear Robin. But now, aren't you working on something with my Ivana folks out there, Sam?
Yeah, my Ivana, you know, we have a partnership. And I'm really happy about that because... They're the new innovative technology they're using for our industry. So Bobsa is really happy to be one of their partners. They got many, many, many partners, but they're a young and upcoming company, and we're going to do some exciting things with them. We have a product called You Go Girl Grading here, and we're going to do a campaign together with that. The first one is going to be in Atlanta, where we actually partnering with them, and we're going to promote the braiding hair to the consumer, and the consumer is going to purchase the braiding hair, and we have braiders around the Atlanta area, and we will actually, they will take their hair to the braider that's designated, and we will pay for installation. So we're really excited about that. That we're going to do the same thing in New York, Brooklyn too, and later on this year. That's a major push that we're doing because braid styles are very hot now. And I would say every six lady or woman you see, she has some type of braiding style. Also men.
Right. I love that.
So we're going to
And in my area here in New York, I'd say it's pretty much split in half. You see, you know, natural hair and braiding. Now, to me, braids have always been huge, you know, especially in our community. Braiding has always been big. But I think it's taken on a whole new level now. And with the You Go Girl hair, I can only imagine where it's going. So I can't wait to see what you guys are pulling together with your partnership, You Go Girl, My Ivana, Bobsa, all the above. So really good stuff. I plan to run into Robin, right? Because I'll be at that IBS show here in New York coming up in a few weeks. So I will see her there, and I cannot wait. We'll get some pictures and put on our radio online community, our radio community for you guys to see. So really good stuff. Sam, you know, we talked a little bit about Bobsa and how it got started. But I have to tell you, you do a lot of things out there. We've talked about your partnership with My Ivana, but you also have something out there that I have to talk about. And I know this is a surprise because I didn't tell you we're going to talk about it. But we have to talk about the Barber Caddy. You know, I cannot let, you know, we can't let this hour go by and not talk about the Barber Caddy. So I think this is like an invention to me, Sam Inan. So please tell everybody what the Barber Caddy is all about.
The Black Dot Barber Caddy actually 4 years ago before the pandemic. And
I remember
we were going to put them out, and all of a sudden it happened. You know, everything was set down. And it's a good thing we didn't have them in the barbershops or, you know, the shopping malls, et cetera, because we would have been really bad for the brand. Okay, so we reintroduced it again last 3 months, and the reception on it has been overwhelming now. Barber Caddy is for focused barber shops because barber shops don't retail products that well. And so we have put this together, and it will have all of the main products that men buy for themselves. And usually men don't shop for themselves. Usually they're the girlfriend or their boyfriend
right.
or their girlfriend ever, you know, buy their product.
Well, Sam, okay out there. All right, Sam, for being on top of things. Okay. We're just in your partners, guys.
Yeah, right, right.
Okay.
So what we've done is we have three different boxes, one for the barbershop, one for the beauty shop, and then also one for the salon, the natural box. And so we're going to be we're launching them now. We got several locations that we will be going in the next 6 months. And it's really unique. We think we're going to change the industry in terms of the way men buy their products.
Wow.
Well, I think you are doing that, Sam. Let me just say, because I can tell you, A, buying hair products myself, and B, also launching a product line. You're right. I think there's a difference in the genders, in terms of purchasing. But I have to tell you something. I think times have definitely, they're starting to kind of move on a little bit on that. And more guys, we are making these, this big foray into makeup and all kinds of things. There's just been not so much even an androgynous type thing going on, but literally just a blending of, you know, guys and girls now wearing one type of clothing, like not so much a guy clothing or a girl's clothes, just clothing. And so so this is lending itself into that arena too. But I look forward to
right.
the Barber Caddy, and I certainly
well,
can't
I
wait to see.
Hold on. You know, we did, men and women did have the same concept in terms of style back when the curl was
yeah.
king. You know, because men
oh,
were going
wow.
to the salon in the back door to get their curl done, okay?
Are you serious,
really?
Sam? Through the, wow.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Through the back door. Wow. To get the curl.
Yeah,
to
get
no,
a curl,
I
right?
Just, it makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense. Well, speaking of which, Sam, we are definitely going to turn to this topic, which is really one of the reasons we wanted you to be with us today. I got the copy of this incredible magazine called the Soul Town Magazine. And this Soul Town Magazine, and I got to shout out Shellen Kabah. She's been as the driving force behind the magazine. She's been right here on our show. And I just love what she's put together. And Sam, in it, Sam, you have paid the just an incredible homage to Frank Davey, who was the creator of Worlds of Curls, and you guys have a special connection, so we want to hear all about all of that. But first, let's lead in with this. Can you tell us, because here, Sam, let me just set it up for you. We're going to talk about this, too. We're going to talk about this incredible man's life and your connection, but we're also going to talk about the importance of being a sales rep, of being a distributor, and why these are such important parts of these manufacturers, these hair manufacturers, companies. They're important to me.
Yeah.
Radio.
So important.
Yeah, absolutely. But Sam, let's start with these incredible homage and deservedly so to Mr. Frank Davey. Again, we just lost soul. Sadly, at the end of last year. So, Sam, tell us a little bit about Frank Davey.
Well, I met Frank after I was coming off of my company that I call Alexander & Associates. I was a broker.
Mm-hmm.
I had my own repping
yeah.
company, and so I was repping
wow.
various different companies. And so Frank, Worlds of Curls, Frank Davies was just coming in to be, I think, like the 79 when the curl was king. And he had the line of Worlds of Curls, and I used to be a sales rep for them, just Northern California. But he also joined, when I stopped repping his line, he also joined Bopsa, because we started Bopsa, too, at the end of the curl market. So Frank is, he was a fantastic guy, you know, young, just he had a lot of people working for him. He was the king of the curls, you know, at that time. And he had his products all over the country. And he hired sales reps. There's many, many sales reps that used to work for him. And we used to sell Curl products by the truckloads. And truckload is like $200,000 to $300,000 back in the day. And, of course, other companies came out with their Curl products, Soft Sheen, and then some other companies had Curl products. And the gel was really the push to behind the Curl, the gel. But as you remember, the Curl kind of dropped off when Michael Jackson's haircut on fire on stage, if you remember that.
Oh,
and then that
yeah,
the Curl,
I remember that.
And then, of course, that movie Coming Back to America, where these guys
the curls, and they were
grippy curls.
Yeah.
So that kind of really killed the sales on the Curl nationally. So then another gentleman came out with a product called the Leisure Curl, which is the dry curl, was just the opposite of Frank's curl, but it had the same look, but it didn't droop in grease, you know, it didn't look greasy. So Leisure Curl came out, and Ernie Durham, he died about a year and a half ago now. And so that boosted the curls back up again. But all these manufacturers that were black, they had major sales reps and distributors. There's Blankenship out of Kansas City. I think Blankenship was out of Kansas City. He was huge. He was a black distributor.
Oh.
And so that's all gone, you know. So, but we need to continue to tell the story of the black manufacturers that really made an impact on our category of black hair.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and actually the creativity of these products that come out, most of these products are developed by black stylists into salons. That's where the concept comes up. These new ideas, they never, you know, that's where the styles come from. That's where the technique comes from. You know, it comes from the stylist.
Absolutely.
And it's a salon.
Absolutely.
They're the ones who come up with these ideas. And then someone gets that and then takes it to the next level, you know.
Right.
And all of the styles you see, all of the products you see that you know, that we use, black folks use, they're created by black stylists, usually. Or even, you know, barbers, too. It's saying that's where all of these products are created. And Frank Davies was amazing. I mean, I really respect him. And hopefully he has another product out. Hopefully his kids will carry it on, called Kings and Queens, mostly sold in Africa.
Oh.
You know. Yeah, so so I'm going to be helping him with that. His wife is still grieving, of course, and so once she'll never get past it, but you know, she's going to reach out to me, and I'm going to help her with that line.
Well, that's awesome.
That's
wonderful. And we're going to be on top of this with you. And like I said, you can read all about this. I love this. This is part one that I'm looking at, but you guys have to check out the Soul Town magazine. You can Google it. It's exactly how it sounds. The Soul Town is spelled as one word, so it's Soul Town magazine. And
I was going to say something about the magazine too, because we partnered with them too. Now this magazine was created in Silicon Valley, you know. That's where it was created, in Silicon Valley. Now, we will have an article every month in the magazine talking about one of the major contributors to our industry, like a Frank Davies, like some of these other black men and black women that made products, and you don't hear about them anymore. We're not going to let what happened to Madam J.C. Walker and Annie Malone. You know, no one knows about them. They know about them, if you're in the hair industry. But the average black person don't know of these geniuses, really. And so we're going to have every month, even the Willie Morrow, California Curl.
Right. That's
even the sales reps that represented these companies, Bob Bowser, you know. All these guys that, you know, was reps for these black companies back in the day when, you know, it was proud to be, what's that name of that product? Name of the brand? They used to, what is it, the Black Lady in the Circle. And that was part
of
the black manufacturers created those that image, and that's when you would go into
like
the store,
a Nubian queen.
And, right? And you go in the store, and they would say, "Look, pick up the bottle and look at the back of the bottle. If it's no black lady on the bottle, then that means not manufactured by a black company."
Right. And if you have tried to adopt that, I have to tell you guys, this is incredible. And I just want to talk on that for a moment, Sam. You mentioned these incredible, incredible folks, and there were men and women out there. S.B. Fuller, you had so many folks out there doing things. You had, of course, who else beyond Annie Malone and Madam C.J. Walker? But you also had folks who came along a little bit later, Sarah Spencer Washington and so many others who
Dudley Products.
Yeah.
He had over 200 sales reps out in the field, you know, calling strictly on salons, you know. And each one of those sales reps had at least $150,000 worth of inventory in their van and that they would deliver every week.
Wow.
And you would not see Dudley Products on retail in beauty supply stores. They wanted so bad. The salons were the retail stores for Mr. Dudley. And his story needs to be told, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, his story is still being told. And I have to tell you guys, it's still unfolding. And for us, that is exactly what I subscribe to as well, because when I came out there, it was all about helping the stylists, and the stylists wanted to make sure that those products were not so readily accessible at that time at the Five and Dime type places. And so I don't know if they still even refer to it as that, but that's what I, I kind of learned along the way. So they did not want that for that convenience, because a lot of that, also, the formula might change, just a myriad of reasons. So they wanted more control at the shops. And I subscribe to that. I support them 100%. Nothing if you're doing the big box thing and that's your thing. But I can appreciate the work and the effort of these folks who have gone that route to support the salon.
Yeah.
And extend that. And as you said, Sam, these products, majority are, created by the stylist. I was talking to a hairstylist, after we wrapped the show. Like I always tease, I live hair radio the whole day. So we're on
every day.
She's like, every day, all day, 24 hours a day. And she's like, Terry, I need to put together, I got to work on something for my clients. So I'll go whip up this and I'll mix it with that. And I said, boy, this is what happens. They create what they need in order to, help their clients and stuff. And they don't even, don't even think twice about it. It's just normal. So to do this, so we have to salute. I love the whole industry, though, as you guys can tell. So we're just so excited. Now, also, I want to say this, in talking about some of these amazing folks, like Dr. Willie Morrow, when we talk about the curls and the worlds of curls and the Jerry curl and all of this kind of stuff, we'd be remiss. We absolutely have to give a lot of credit to Cheryl's dad, the incredible, legendary Dr. Willie Morrow. And we always pay tribute. It's Black History Month here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we pay tribute every day anyway, but especially now. And Sam, that was also one of the big reasons. Yeah. Does it take on a special meaning to you, Sam, during the month of during February for Black History Month? What does it mean to you?
Well, the thing about it, though, Carrie, every day is Black history for me.
I live it every day.
Yeah.
Every day
Absolutely.
Is Black history. When I think of black hair, that's Black history. Because the history of our hair is just unbelievable. I can remember back when my mom used to do my sister's hair. sister's hair. And they used to keep the hot, they used to do it right in the kitchen and put the hot
that
comb
hot
on
comb.
The stove. And then next, yeah. next to it, they have a little green, like a paint can called hair wrap. It was
wow.
actually petroleum. And the young
right.
the man,
oh, wow.
the gentleman that made that product was in St. Louis. It was called hair wrap. And it was
wow.
a household name. You know, it wasn't Dixie Peach or Royal Crown. It was hair wrap.
Right,
and it
right.
was in a paint can. And she used to keep it on the stove to keep it, you know, so it would get a little
right.
loose. And then she would add it to the hair, and then she'd put the hot comb and run it to the hair. That's the history, you know. But
yeah,
isn't it amazing
yeah.
how we always want to make our hair straighter, you know?
Well,
we always,
I mean,
you know. And there was a reason history behind that, too.
Well, yeah, it's not a secret, the influence of European standards. And I won't say standards, it's standard, which is the issue, and that's the problem, the challenge, whatever you want to call it, that we've had in our being here in America as people of color. And let me just officially say we welcome everybody on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We
yeah.
love the conversation with
All
everybody. There is nothing wrong from my standpoint with the European standard. It's not, my belief is this, it just should not be one standard. That's where there's a major problem. One of anything is no good.
Right.
You have to appreciate everybody. It needs to be more of an inclusive world, period, and that's the way I see it.
Right.
And the other
celebrate
thing is
everyone.
That when it, celebrate everyone, but when it comes to our hair texture, as far as my viewpoint and vantage point, let's celebrate our hair and the amazing ability that it has to be so versatile. And it is, I believe, one of the strongest of textures, period. And we just can't take it for granted. We have to take care of our hair. So that's what this is all about. It's about education, information. It's about supporting. But one of the other things is going to the Black-owned beauty supply stores.
Yeah.
Sam, you've been a big part of that. You really have. You've really helped to bring that into focus for us and to keep the conversation front and center. So how does that make you feel? You've done something amazing.
Well, I didn't really, basically, I don't even think about it. It's just, you know, every time
I
walk
do
there,
what you
folks,
do.
Yeah, really. I don't think about it, and just you
know,
I just
know you don't, but I really do it.
I just do
yeah.
it. I mean, I go to
yeah.
bed at night. I wake up, and I get up at 2 because I got an idea.
Wow.
Yeah, I come up with this idea, and then you know, you might get a text from me at 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning. You know, if you're in my
yeah.
network.
Whenever it hits you, yeah.
Yeah, whenever it hits me, because when I get up and after I'm up, I have my first cup of coffee, then that thought is gone. It's too clouded. Everything's
yeah,
gone.
Yeah, that's
so
all of it.
The best yeah. thoughts are coming when you're sleeping. Really, basically. And I think about this all the time. So,
wow.
So basically, that's
well,
it.
That's amazing. We sure are.
Sam,
we appreciate that
yeah.
and everything that you're doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, Sam, I think when we come back from the commercial break, I want to talk with you about the importance of being, what's like the difference in what's the importance of being a distributor. And are they exactly the same as sales reps? And what can kind of break out? Don't do it just yet. We're going to set up the team here. But when we come back, we're going to ask you to break it on down for us. Because like I said at the top of this, to me, it's an important part of my sales force. And I wouldn't, you know, my brand wouldn't be so popular without it. So I want to talk to you a little bit about that. And what other companies can do. We know that you go, girl, you're always looking for some great folks to get involved there. So we'll talk to you about that and also a little bit more on distributorships and all of that wonderful good stuff. But first, let's take a little, you know, we're going to take a little break. I just wanted to, we've been playing some clips earlier you guys might have heard
Crystal Wright talk about, you know, keeping a big board and notes and writing down things and all of that. And a little bit before that, you heard a lady talking about be careful about your friends and this and that. So we just love putting on some of these inspirational little reminders, playing them throughout the show. So just thought I'd clarify that, so in case you guys were wondering what you were hearing. So that's what it was. So listen, we'll be right back. Stay with us. A lot more to go. Sam Inon is our special guest from BOPSA.org out in California. He's live this morning with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Michael Hopkins will be joining us in just a few minutes back with his question that he loves to ask our guests. So we'll give him the last question today on that. So stay with us. More to come.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
This is Queen Treach, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Oh, we know, Carrie. We're dealing with producer extraordinaire. So when we dealing with you, Carrie Hines, it ain't no such thing as it's going to be aight. No, it's never going to be aight. It's always going to be excellence, Carrie. Because that's what you do, man. You bring out the excellence in all of us. You make us step up to the plate. And you bring out us being professional at doing this. That's what you do, man. I mean, you know, that's what you do. Wouldn't you guys agree with that?
Absolutely. And I think it's trusting, Carrie, too. Like, you can't open up or can't be 100% honest if you don't trust the host or trust the person who you're dealing with. And I think that's the camaraderie that's there. Everybody trusts Carrie, and then we trust each other.
The music industry today. And again, a little question. I know that it has obviously it's changed over the years, especially since you started your magnificent career. But what can you tell us today that, you know what, you say, you know what, this is not, you know, this is something that's good, or it's developed into something that you didn't expect about the music industry or the direction it's taken?
Well, it has taken 360, not a 180, a 360. It's another industry altogether today. It's just more a marketing industry than it was in the 60s when I started. You know, the things that were available to us who are part of my era just are not available any longer. You know, if you don't have 95 dancing girls and boys and flags flying and smoke bombs going off presenting yourself in a what I call a ladylike position.
Wow. All right, folks, we're back live. It's Friday morning, February 10th of 2023. That is our legendary artist, of course, Miss Dionne Warwick, who was on our show right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Had a chance to talk with her about the music industry today. And on this time, we're taking a moment to reflect because we just lost this incredible man, Burt Bacharach, and she was his musical muse and so many hits and all of that. So bringing back to the line, of course, my amazing, amazing team of folks out there, real happy about that. Sam, let me just check back in with Sam Inon. I do want to ask, Sam, Did you know, were you a big fan of Burt Bacharach? Had you heard about his incredible music and the career of Miss Dionne Warwick? Were you a fan?
Oh, yeah.
You
know, I'm of that generation, you know.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm raising
also,
my hand too, but quietly.
Yeah. Almost Nat King Cole.
Okay. Now, you know what? Okay. Well, I do have to tell you, you know, when I lived out in California, and you guys know I've shared this story, and in L.A., I lived in Los Angeles, and I used to ride, back then I didn't have a core, as they say in the East Coast, I didn't have a core, I didn't have a car, so I used to ride the bus past the house where Nat King Cole and Natalie lived in Hancock Park. It was that big, beautiful house on the corner.
What was the name of that park?
Hancock Park. That's where they lived in that section
Hancock.
Of L.A.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. All right. But, yeah, it was a beautiful house. And so I used to go past there all the time just to take a look at it. And that's where she grew up and all of that. So, Sam, I've got to tell you, we're happy to have you on the show today. I'm going to talk about some of the BOPs folks who have come through our doors. We've had on some members, quite a few members who've come through. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about that. Like today we had on Robin Groover, and you said that you guys have just started this incredible partnership with Mayavana, and I'm so happy. But we've had on a few others. So talk about the memberships of these BOPSA folks. What exactly does it mean to be a BOPSA member? And can anybody be a BOPSA member? Tell us about it.
You become a BOPSA member, and evidently you get on your show, right? That's a positive thing right there.
That's the quickest way to get on the Hair Radio More. You don't have to make it to the top. You can just become a BOPSA. No, actually, you have made it to the top when you sign up with BOPSA.
Good stuff. Yeah, but we, you know, the unique thing about it that we had started our membership was like $150. That's when we first started. And it just takes so much to bring an individual to getting a brick and mortar store. We had to raise the prices like everything else over the years. So, but to become a member, you get a lot of perks, you know. Pardon me?
Let me get this down.
Yes, no, I was just saying you're absolutely right. Wow.
So, but what we do is we nurture our members. You come and join BOPSA, and because of what you want in the industry, you want to create a brand, a hair product, we can help you with that. We can help you direct you to marketing, just about anything. You know, we don't do it all. Mm-hmm. We have people in our network to help us, you know, the experts, you know, to help you do whatever you want to do. And if you're looking for, even if you're looking for, I had a young man come to me this week and ask me, could I get some boxes for him to ship? He's a farmer, and he wants to ship his, he's the right there in Chicago, and he's grapes and other perishable items that he needed a shipping box. So I was able to get him that shipping box. Now I got it from China under his specifications, you know, so I was able to do that for him. So just about anything that you need, we can direct you or help you get it, you know. But our main focus is helping Black people in our industry. That's our main focus. And so we are able to do that. However, opening up a beauty supply store is really expensive. It takes about $80,000 to open up a beauty supply store. That's a 1,500 square feet store. Now, most of us don't have that kind of money, you know, so we have to help them get capital to do that. Now, I have just come up with another idea of trying to get more distributors in our industry. And so that's how we came up with the You Go Girl braiding hair, and that we made them distributors. Now, you don't even have to have a brick and mortar store to become a distributor. You can get a storage unit to start.
but it's to get you to thinking about becoming a distributor, because we don't have any black distributors in our industry to sell to the black beauty supply stores that are open now. We have to go through other people to get those products. You know, so what we're trying to do is build a distributor network. We have one in Chicago. I'm sorry. We have one in Atlanta. We have one in New York, one in Baton Rouge, and one in Shreveport, Louisiana, and one in California. Now, they become distributors and get them the mindset of being selling to other people, other beauty supply stores. So they're selling that. And so then now we can take them to another level and get them to become buy products, small manufacturers like Carrie's products, and put it in the distributors. Now they become distributors. They start building their product base.
Oh,
and now they're getting more and more products they can sell to the stores that we have established, you know. So that's a great – and then also I'm excited about this. The Black Box Barber Caddy vending machines will be placed in various locations, and the products that are in that machine, they will be getting them from the distributors that we set up. And
absolutely.
So the distributors replace the inventory to those machines, okay? And that means new products that can't get in the mainstream distributors right now, they'll be able to get them into the You Go Girl distributorship that we're setting up.
Absolutely.
That. And then to take it a step further, the beauty supply stores that are all over the country that's black, they will buy the products that's in the machine, and they can also service the machine.
Right, which means that people, literally, you're putting people to work as well.
Yeah, really. And we're getting them into selling to other people other than themselves, other than customers. I mean, they'll be selling to other beauty supplies, to other distributors, other outlets to sell the products, you know.
Well, absolutely, Sam. Today, guys, let me just back up a little bit. My guest today, of course, Sam Inan, the man behind BOBSA.org, in case you have just been under a rock in the last hour. Sam Inan, you've been a driving force, and we just so appreciate what you're doing. I want to say one thing.
All of this information is on the BOBSA website. You can, you know, because maybe I didn't explain it. It's because it's kind of a little, you know, in a circle, but it's all there. You know,
what is the website?
It's all in a circle. And I just, pardon me?
What's your website?
Oh, BOBSA.org, www.bobsa.org.
Thank you, Sam. BOBSA.org, folks. Go to BOBSA.org. Now, bear in mind, Sam, you've knocked it out of the box today, so please. And not only that, it's 3 hours earlier. Sam had to get up super early just to be on our show today, so we appreciate it, Sam. And even if you're up already, it's still early out there in California. I've got another gentleman here. I think you've met Michael Hopkins. He hosts the Vet Talk Radio Show. I think we have him standing by. Michael, are you down there in Virginia? Can you hear us?
Yes, sir.
Michael,
I'm hanging out here in Virginia.
Yeah, you're on with Sam Inan. I know you're a big fan of Sam. Why don't you tell him why, and what's your question today, Michael Hopkins, host of the Vet Talk Radio?
Well, I just enjoy what Sam is doing for the black community. I really do, because he's spreading hope. He is spreading hope because it's always something that we can do as individuals to help our people.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing. And my question is this, Sam. There are a lot of military people are transitioning out of the military, or they're like myself, they've been out and they want to go into a new career. Now, what advice or tidbits of knowledge could you pass on to them? They want to get into the career, the new career. What would you pass on to them?
Maybe in the hair business, the hair industry.
Right, in the hair business.
You know,
right, in the hair business.
Mike, it's really strange that you bring that up. We got a new member that just joined BOBSA, And he has a vending machine, too. He's ex-military. Now, what he's doing is he's putting them on the military bases.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. And so he's, I think Bravo. He's out of, he's out of Houston. Yeah, he's out of Houston. And so he's got this, which is great. I invite, there's no competition for us. We have to remember that. We all in the same bucket. But, so.
Wow.
When someone else come with an idea and it seems like your idea, help that person, because all it's going to do is
Absolutely.
Build, we're just going to have to get another
Sam.
Bucket.
Beautiful.
We have to help each other. So that's the main thing. And we're like crabs in a barrel. We have to remember that. The competition
right.
is not us. The competition, we're not the competition. It's all those other
yeah,
people.
I felt that.
that don't look like us. That don't look like us. Mm-hmm. That's the competition.
Right.
If we work together, it will be just a beautiful thing, beautiful thing. So all they have to do is keep the faith. And if they want to get into business, give them my number. Give them my number, 650-863-3491.
Well,
you can pick the phone up and call
we
me.
We will do better than that, Sam. Listen, if you guys want to connect with Sam, of course, go to bobsa.org. And not only that, reach out to us at Hair Radio through our online community. We'll connect you with Sam. That's no problem at all. We're very proud of all your efforts. And for those folks, again, we always welcome everybody to the conversation. We don't want to exclude anybody here. We want everybody to come and be part of this talk that we had. But make no bones about it, we celebrate our community. And especially during Black History Month, we celebrate every day, like Sam said, but even more so on steroids in the month of February. There's a meme out there. I'm not going to repeat what it says, but it's so true. How much we believe and support our brothers and sisters here. So thank you so much. And Sam, great work over at bobsa.org. So I always have to ask all of our guests, and they've been thousands, what is next for you? What's next for BOPSA, Sam?
Next for BOPSA is more distributors. We need more people selling to retail stores, more people getting in the business, working with each other. We're not, don't think, like I always say, someone comes out with a new idea and the idea is like yours, help that person. Because we compete against ourselves. We don't have to do that. Work together, as a race
Absolutely.
Of people.
Absolutely. And that was the thing, and that's what reminds me so much of, like, Madam Walker and Annie Malone. These women went out of their way, and so many others. Let me just say there's tons of them. You had Viola Desmond up in Canada and so many others. And these women and men, they created these incredible companies. But it was also a sense of duty. They knew that they had to do things to help the Black race. And it's not a secret. It's not something we have to be ashamed of and sweep under a rug. They made these, especially like Annie Malone, who contributed to that children's, at that time it was a children's orphanage, which is still in existence today. It's turned into a family center that still bears her name. And but things like that. So they believed in community, and she gave thousands and thousands of dollars to those folks and so many others out there. And she wasn't alone. Madam C.J. Walker, same thing. So these are folks who believed in the Black community and the betterment of our people. And so to me, Sam, you're continuing this kind of work. You're always there to support our people and our community, and it's not something that is lost on us. Let me just say that. So thank you for all the work that you do, what BOPSA.org is about, and I am very proud at Hair Radio to have partnered with BOPSA. And also raising my hand, we're also a proud member of BOPSA. So thank you on behalf of all of us at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
you keep doing what you're doing. And we're going to hold you to all of these things, and we look forward to continuing on this journey. Our business colleague, Sam Inon of BOPSA. Sam, it's been awesome having you with us. Now, before we go, anybody you want to shout out to this morning?
Oh, me? Everybody.
Yeah,
everybody. Shout out to everybody.
You see me shouting out everybody this morning. Well, listen, we appreciate you. And I want to thank everybody who was on. Like I said, Robin from My Ivana this morning, she helped us to kick off our show. Our tribute to Burt Bacharach, and thank you, Ms. Warwick, for taking a moment. She gave us a big statement. She sent me a statement on Burt's passing that we were able to share. We've got so much going on. Tuesday, our next live broadcast will be on Tuesday. It's actually Valentine's Day, as if that's not remarkable. It'll be Tuesday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 if you're in the Central Time Zone, and if you're anywhere else, it might be early if you're out west, Sam. So 3 hours earlier than that for you guys out there. So we've got a lot of things to get into. Next week from the International Beauty Show, I have a very special guest. She's the ED, which is the, well, she's the executive director, and she'll be with us next Thursday, just so that you guys know. I'll have her on the show next Thursday, and I'll be at IBS, of course, in a couple weeks. My show is Monday, March 6, 2023, from 2:30 to 6:30. We're at the wonderful theater in the East Village of New York, of Manhattan. So it's going to be a great time, and we're real excited. Go to carriehines.hair or hairadio.com. And Sam, thank you so much. This has been awesome having you on with us today. Really good stuff. All right. Sam, thank you. I think Sam,
you're welcome.
Sam,
thank
did you make
you.
It to the end of the show? Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
All right. You know, we're gonna let you have it, Sam. All right. Thanks again. All right. The great Sam Inon from out in Cali. Michael, has this not been exciting? Has it not been an awesome show today?
Yes, it has, Carrie Hines and Nicole. Brewer.
Yeah,
this has been 100% awesome. Enjoy Sam like I always do, and he always just keeps it real.
Yeah, it was a great job, great show. So listen, we'll see you back here. Now, I have to say, if you have not gotten your ticket for this show, for my show on Monday, March 6th that I just talked about, make sure to go to eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com and pick up your ticket. We're going to have a great, great thing there. And I think today it's Friday. It's the end of the week. You know, we've been kind of playing some songs in honor of Burt's passing. But you know what? I think I have I've got one. It's a little, you know, I just dug up some of my favorites by him, and this one song was made even more famous by not just Dionne Warwick and her beautiful voice, but also Mr. Luther Vandross. So it's a little bit of a melodic tune, but I think you guys are going to enjoy it. It's one of my favorites, and we'll see you back here on Tuesday, Valentine's Day, for an all-new special broadcast from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. Make it a great, great weekend. And it's been a great Friday. So here is Mr. Luther Vandross' song.
Again, to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close.
On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started.